Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about how every Nabi spoke about Qiyamah. The angels will say on the day of Qiyamah, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Did the previous prophets not remind you and warn you about this particular day? That means they all reminded you. Each prophet reminded you. The prophet that came from amongst you. So all of the people will be asked, didn't the messengers caution you? Then we spoke about how Nuh alayhi salam told his people, وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجَ. Allah will remove you from the earth once again, or return you, or take you out from the earth. Then we spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua, that oh Allah forgive me and my parents and all the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. On the day when reckoning will take place. We spoke about Shu'aib alayhi salam saying, Ya qawmi abudullaha warjul yawm al-akhir, that oh my people, worship Allah and hope for reward on the last day. Yusuf alayhi salam making dua that anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah, oh Allah, you are my guardian in this world as well as in the hereafter. Allah told Musa alayhi salam, inna sa'ata atiya, that qiyamah is definitely coming, the hour is coming. So those were some examples that we discussed to highlight that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about qiyamah to the previous prophets, and they spoke about it to their people as well, and they will be rebuked, those who did not listen, that your prophets told you about this day. They will be rebuked on the day of qiyamah by the angels. Now we talk about the enormity of the day. In the words of the Quran itself, Allah says, لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, on a great day. يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا, a heavy day. يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ, a hard day. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily the earthquake of the hour is a terrible thing. لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ, a day when eyes will stare in horror. إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ, a day when hearts will be choking in the throats. يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, a day when hearts and eyes will be overturned out of horror. قُلُوبُ يَوْمَئِذِ وَاجِفَ, some hearts that day will shake with fear and anxiety. أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَ, their eyes will be downcast. يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, a day which will make children grey-headed. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذِ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ, a day when there will be no kingship among them, nor will they ask of one another. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, a day when a man will run from his own brother, his own mother, his own father, his own wife, his own children. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي, every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. He'll only be worried about himself. They say that an unbeliever will be so desperate on the day of Qiyamah that he will wish he could send his most beloved people to the fire and to the punishment in place of him. In this world, you know, the mother will rather take the pain than see her child suffer. Not on the day of Qiyamah. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ, the criminal would desire to ransom himself from the punishment of that day by his children. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ, and his wife and his brother. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِي, and his kindred who sheltered him. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي, and all that are in the earth so that it may save him. He'll be willing to give up anyone to save himself. It will be a very long day. كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً, the measure of it, 50,000 years. They say that Qiyamah will be so long that our lives in this world, even if you live the life of Nuh alayhi salam, you know, thousands of years, it will be like a portion of a day. لَمْ يَلْبَثُ إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَارٍ, but an hour of the day. لَمْ يَلْبَثُ إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا, except an afternoon or morning. Your whole worldly life will feel like one afternoon or morning. مَا لَبِثُ غَيْرَ سَاعَةً, they will say we live for about an hour. For about an hour. You know, that is how they will describe. And in one part of the Quran, Allah says, they will be asked, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدِ السِّنِينَ, what number of years did you stay on earth? They will say, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They will say, we stayed a day or a part of the day. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ, ask the people who keep count. We didn't keep count. We're not too sure exactly how many days we lived on earth, because this day of Qiyamah is so long, it makes that the memory of life on earth absolutely minuscule by comparison. And that should highlight to us that of great importance is the life to come, and of lesser importance is this life. But this life has importance in that it provides you with the opportunity of investing in the greater life, which is the life of the Akhirah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.